fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Berkeley, California will now be taking steps to ensure that its municipal code is gender neutral. They say that a male-centric code is not representative of who they are as Berkeley, Californians. That's right. Now, this obviously includes things like changing male and female bathrooms to gender-neutral bathrooms. You can probably expect that they will change references to he or she to they. In general, they'll be removing gendered language from codes and laws and things like that. But it goes a step further. They will now not refer to manholes as such, but they will be called maintenance holes because manhole is gendered. It's sexist. Now, down the line, there might be a problem with the word maintenance as it bears a slight resemblance in the beginning of the word to the word man. So that might be an issue later on down the line. They might not have thought that one through all of the way. But, you know, fishermen will now be changed to fishers. Firemen will be changed to firefighters. Rather than saying manpower, they'll be saying human effort, right? That's much better. It really rolls off the tongue. Human effort instead of manpower. Basically, if you can think about it, if it has the word man in it, then they're going to take it out. Not to mention that there's probably not many women crawling down into manholes. You know, it's designed to fit a man. That's why it's called a hole, a manhole. It fits a man down there. Anyways, but this isn't an isolated thing, obviously. Canada recently changed their national anthem to be gender neutral. In O Canada, there's a line that says, "In all thy sons command." And Canada changed that to "In all of us command" in an effort to make it gender neutral because it discriminates, apparently, because women are left out of that, obviously. This is a larger effort, though. It's not just about being inclusive, obviously. I don't need to tell you that. But it's not just about making the language friendlier. It's about brainwashing you. And I don't mean to sound alarmist. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, as they'd call me. But this is to change your mind. This is to change the way you think. Language is how we think. It's how we communicate. And if you can change that, then you can change how people think, what they believe. This is why in every, you know, novel about the dystopian future, like Brave New World and 1984, all of those have to do with controlling language in order to control what people think and what they are not just allowed, but able to believe. And you can tell that because in one of these articles talking about this, they link to a miniature documentary, about 30 minutes, called Gender, The Space Between. And I'm not going to go into what they talk about. It's much of the same that you've probably heard. Gender is bad. It's restrictive to have to fit into male and female. It's not good. It's bad. We need to be able to be whatever we want. But these people aren't just, you know, they're not like, well, I was born a male, but I want to be a woman, because they don't even believe in either of these things. They fall in all kinds of weird places, but they're not normal. And when I say not normal, I mean they're not healthy people. When you look at them, you clearly see that these are not mentally healthy people. And I was kind of joking towards the beginning because it's funny. You have to laugh at this stuff in order not to feel despair. But I don't want to make fun of these people right now. These are not normal looking people. These are not mentally healthy looking people. These people don't, we should have the human decency, the respect for humanity created in the image of God to tell these people this is not okay. When you look at these people, it's very tragic. It's tragic, and I'm not being sarcastic, I'm not being facetious, I'm not making fun of them. It's very unsettling. You do get the urge to make fun of them, but ultimately, what are we doing as a society where we're allowing people to do this to themselves, and frankly, we're doing it to ourselves as a nation? These things like taking the word man out of manhole and making it maintenance hole, this is to brainwash you and I in order to make us okay with these people's, you know, quote, identity expression. It's not good for society. You can't, there's an old saying, a lot of these old sayings have a lot of truth in them. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And the same thing is true with societies and nations. You can't allow people to do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting you, because oftentimes them doing whatever they want with themselves. usual.
It seems like people are finally catching up to what InfoWars was breaking first.
We know what's happening. We've seen it. We've seen it happen to you guys.
I was just worried that people weren't really aware of how bad it is and what's really going on.
InfoWars has been on the front front of that fight. I've been on the front front of that fight, and we got to see more.
You know, I say this. I'm going to say this about InfoWars. Everybody can say whatever they want. Alex Jones is the man, in my opinion. I mean, whatever you people want to say.
I've been a fan of InfoWars.
Hey, Alex.
Free Alex Jones.
Alex Jones needs to be back on social media where he belongs.
What happened to Alex is horrific, you know, and I think that he was just sort of the litmus test for a lot of these tech companies.
You know, I can't say I agree with every single thing that Alex has said, but that's not the point. That he should have his freedom of speech, and he should be able to have that freedom on any platform that he chooses. He's not, you know, inciting violence. He's like Antifa does.
Even Antifa sites haven't been shut down, but yet Alex Jones has because they don't agree with him or whatever. That's just they're like fascists to me, Facebook and all of them. They're the real fascists.
You got to make them kick us off, and then all that would do is be underline what they're doing to us.
And I really hope that in the future we can get him and all of the other people that have been treated so terribly by big tech.
Oh, we can take him out because he's sort of the symbol of, you know, the most extreme voice out there, you know. And so I think to him, they targeted him and used him as an example.
A modern day deep person, basically. It's almost like a death sentence. You can't get your voice out there.
But if they come after him, they can come after anyone.
So he should have his platform just like anybody else does.
InfoWars has given so many young people a platform in the beginning to get their voice out there.
Luckily, Alex's and your guys' audience is so big and so loyal that they're able to follow him to, you know, his personal website or the show's website. But other people don't have that luxury. You know, if you're a smaller creator and you get deplatformed early on, no one will even know you exist.
So I got to give a shout out to InfoWars. I don't care what nobody else say. I met Alex Jones personally. I buy the supplements and everything. So I just want to give a shout out to y'all, man. You don't get enough credit.
He's a freedom fighter, and he should be here today at the White House. I love you, Alex.
Everybody knows Ground Zero, Patient Zero, is InfoWars and Alex Jones. Everybody knows that.
What is today, anyway? It's Friday, July 19th, 2019. And this is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, ground zero for internet censorship when it's about political bias. And that's really what it is, isn't it? And we can sit here and play these little three-card Monty games with social media, but we know what the deal is. We know what the deal with big tech is. Project Veritas has caught them red-handed. And we just sit here at InfoWars as the most demonized banned news organization on the internet. And we just keep chugging along. And I want to give a big shout-out to the InfoWars audience right now. I want to give a big shout out to the people that support us at InfoWarsStore.com, because it really is miraculous how we're continuing to steal victory from the jaws of defeat. You say, hey, you know, you think about other news organizations, you think, okay, you just got hit with all these frivolous lawsuits. They're trying to shut you down. Well, most places would probably be defeated. No, we stole victory from the jaws of defeat thanks to this audience supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. They say, well, you know, you guys got banned. You're not even allowed on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. You're just banned. You can't even live stream anymore. So, you know, you're defeated. No, we stole victory from the jaws of defeat there, too. We have InfoWars.com/show. We've got other outlets. And again, that's because of your support. And you'd think, oh, wow, well, you're looking at all these attacks. You're looking at all this censorship. They take away your Google ads. They take away your social media monetization, literally costing you millions of dollars. Man, that's a defeat. No, we just stole victory from the jaws of defeat. And we just actually built new offices here So that literally, I mean, we have people stacked on top of one another around here working because we continue to expand and hire new people. And so we finally have been able to make new offices so that we can spread out and not just be stacked right on top of one another. So again, that is thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when we have a special that's going right now that's already like a week past it what it should have been, when we have a special going like we have right now, it's to thank the audience and to give the audience an opportunity to try some of the great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com and also support us so that we can continue to steal victory from the jaws of defeat. But just look at some of the huge specials we have going, part of the 1776 worldwide sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com. $17.76 for all t-shirts and hats. Some of the top-selling, top-rated supplements, the Ultimate Bone Broth, the Knockout Sleep Aid, the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, Survival Shield X2, all $17.76. Bio-PCA, you got to try that. I do the Bio-PCA every day. Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, it's all $17.76. So with this sale, we've got up to 75% off some products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it is a Friday, and in radio tradition, I like to go with Open Line Friday and open up the phone lines and take a bunch of your calls, but we're going to be pretty busy during the first half of today's broadcast. We're working on getting Kathy Zhu to join us, who was stripped of her title. I think it was, what was it, World Michigan, or she was stripped of some beauty pageant title because she was deemed, I guess, Islamophobic because of a social media post about not wanting to put on a hijab. Oh, and by the way, a school in Colorado, Miss World America State, and she won for Michigan. Miss Michigan, they stripped her for an insensitive tweet. And so we're going to get her on to comment. But you're just not allowed to do anything if you're a conservative and a Trump supporter. They just attack you. They strip you of titles. They ban you off the internet. And then they say, oh, there's no bias. What's the big deal? Yeah, and by the way, I almost forgot. In Colorado, they just made the students go on a field trip to a Islamic mosque. And they forced the kids to wear hijabs. But nothing to see here. Nothing to see with Ilhan Omar. What, she just culturally married her brother. What is such a big deal? And so here, as more of that is starting to come out, I'm sitting here scratching my head. Because yesterday I said, could there be blackmail involved? Because the Minnesota government knew all about this. The media knew all about this. I mean, a clear cover-up to force this woman into power. But then you think, maybe it really is this liberal nonsense where they just are so afraid to offend a Muslim, they just let her get away with all of it. Like, oh, like, we feel bad, you're a Muslim. Like, oh yeah, marry your brother. Oh, it's cultural. Oh yeah, of course, lie about it on your tax return. It's okay, you're a Muslim. You're a Somali. It's great. You wear a bunch of headdresses. It's perfect. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we don't want to be intolerant. And we'll also have Jesse Holguin joining me, who is one of the founders of the Legxit movement, who was recently made fun of by Tom Arnold. This is just, it's sad the level of depravity the left has gone to. And then Gemma O'Doherty is going to be joining us from Ireland to talk about some issues with censorship and the elections coming up in Ireland. This is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Thank you.
You know, I forgot to even mention, as we welcome you back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, I forgot to mention the biggest story, which remains the biggest story. The fact Jeffrey Epstein is in jail, got denied bail, and knows where all the bodies are buried. It's like a caller said, calling into Alex Jones today, saying, you know, I always felt the way you feel and kind of had the same thoughts. I just didn't know how to put it to words. I didn't know other people like me felt this way in my heart and my soul. And I heard your broadcast, and it was like a whole world opened up to me. Well, that's basically what's going to happen with this Epstein deal. Everybody knows the world's corrupt. Everybody knows there's corrupt people out there. And Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg, but he's in jail. He knows where the bodies are buried. Now, we'll get to that, and we're going to take your phone calls, I promise. But we got a bunch of great guests coming up, including Kathy Zhu, who is with me now. And here's the story. I guess it was 2 days ago now, she won a beauty pageant, Miss World America Michigan. And she then had her crown stripped from her because of a tweet in 2018 saying she wouldn't wear a hijab. Well, why does that mean you can't win a beauty pageant? So what does that mean? You can't even compete if you're not Islamic? But that's what happens now if you're a conservative, which is really what it's about. They probably just went through all of her timeline and picked one thing and said, oh, insensitive. It's really because she is a conservative and likes Trump, is my guess. But let's get Kathy's opinion on the matter for a segment here with us on the War Room. So, Kathy, tell us the story, how it went. And it's funny, you've been literally kicked out of sororities. You've been kicked out of other events on your campus. So this is just kind of a walk in the park for you. But are you trying to fight this? Are you just saying, fine, I don't want to deal with you? And do you agree with me that this is because you're a Trump supporter and a conservative? They just are picking this tweet as the excuse.
You know, I'm not going to file any legal claims or anything like that. I'm not going to sue them. Only because the reason why they, you know, took me out of the competition in the first place was to refrain from bad publicity. But this time they really got, you know, what they deserved, bad publicity. So I'm not going to sue them for sure. But yes, this is because I'm a Trump supporter. It is because I have a different opinion than the rest of the, you know, media or pageants. So, you know, this is a bigger issue than just pageantry, honestly. This is an issue about people being so biased and prejudiced and discriminatory against conservative voices.
Well, and I don't have your whole story in front of me, but you are a Chinese immigrant, correct?
Correct.
Now, did you grow up in China, or did your parents move here before you were born?
So I actually moved to Florida when I was 5 years old.
Okay, so you did grow up in China the reason I asked that, in China, are you allowed to wear a hijab as a religious symbol in public?
I don't think so. I'm not too sure about the Chinese politics about that, but I know that Chinese officials are doing this like hijab thing at their Muslims in concentration camps or something. I'm not too sure.
It's a big national news story. I believe it's millions now of Muslims in, we can call them concentration camps or whatever, re-education camps in China. And so the whole reason I point this out is because it's this whole notion that somehow Islam has to be protected by the political correct police. Like, you can demonize Christians, you could demonize white people. I mean, you can do anything in China and it doesn't matter. But it's like, oh, the precious Muslims, like, how dare she say that? Now, again, I think they're just using that as an excuse, but it does show that that's their mindset, that if you can just say, oh, you attacked a Muslim, all of a sudden you're a bigot, you're hateful, you're intolerant, you have to be stripped of your beauty pageant title, you have to be removed from a sorority, you have to be kicked off campus.
Yeah, I often say that if this was a Catholic rosary, for example, that they wanted me to try on it, and I declined, this wouldn't be a story at all. But because of the Muslim community, because this is a Muslim situation, then I am deemed Islamophobic for things that I, you know, did, apparently.
And think about the precedent that they're setting here. They're not going to actually do this, but this is the precedent that they'd set. Again, this is really just discrimination against you, but let's take things at face value. So now, are these pageants and the people that run them, are they going to go through every entry's tweets? Are they going to go through every entry's social media and look for anything they ever said that's offensive? I mean, if that's a problem, I'm sure you can find a lot of things offensive that people have said.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, it's one problem that, first of all, they didn't vet me enough before they accepted me into the pageant. Second of all, they crowned me a day, and then the second day they took it away. So it's like almost like an embarrassment thing. And third of all, I mean, I feel like this is such a big issue nowadays, especially now, you know, in this political climate. My statement, if I were Miss Michigan, when in the competition for nationals, I would have said, you know, let you speak your truth, you know, have an opinion and let your voice be heard. And this isn't just for conservatives. This is for both liberals and conservatives. Like, whatever you feel passionate in, go for it and you might achieve something. So it's just really disheartening to actually, you know, go through this process and finally get this crown and then it be taken away from me because of this racist Islamic phobic tweet about this situation. I don't know. It's just not cool.
But think about it. A beauty pageant is a Western thing. It celebrates women's beauty, their physique, their hair, their work ethic, their education. I mean, the whole hijab is a symbol of women's oppression. I mean, literally, the hijab is like the opposite of a beauty pageant. The hijab is like, no, we don't want to know about a woman's femininity. We don't want to see her hair. You know, cover up her face, cover up her beauty, cover up her physique. Like, it's like literally the exact opposite of what a beauty pageant is.
Yeah, the awful thing is that if you saw the email I wrote back to her, I said there are so many women in Muslim countries right now who are getting stoned to death because they can't wear or they refuse to wear a hijab because their husbands told them to. So it's basically them implying that because I don't want to wear a hijab in Western society, I should be punished too. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're actually standing against female oppression when you refuse to put the hijab on. That's the whole White Wednesday protest happening in Iran right now that's going viral. And then you get kicked out or you get your title stripped because they say you're insensitive. The hijab is insensitive. The hijab is a symbol of female oppression. So, I mean, wow, it really just goes, again, like I said, the real reason they banned you is because you're a Trump supporter. That's why they really don't like you. They're using this as an excuse. But again, it just shows how they use this whole idea of Islamophobia as their excuse. It's like their excuse, like, okay, well, we don't want to admit it's because she likes Trump. So let's just go with she's a Islamophobic.
Yeah, it's honestly crazy. This whole thing is ridiculous. You know, I just say it's a warning to other beauty pageants, honestly, that, you know, you shouldn't really discriminate against others or condemn others from participating only because of their political affiliation. So, you know, I'm glad the story got out to the public to see. And see how, you know, politically divided we are as a country right now. And it really sucks.
Well, it's definitely gone viral. So, wow. How about that, though? A Chinese American immigrant attacked for her free speech. A woman attacked for her free speech. That's amazing. I'm sure that when your family moved here from China, they didn't think that would be the case. But that's where we're at now.
Yeah, sadly, honestly.
All right, Kathy. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's too bad that you have to endure all of this discrimination, but that's what you get when you're an outspoken Trump supporter. There goes Kathy Zhu. You can follow her on Twitter at Kathy. Was it Political Kathy, I think? At Political Kathy. There it is right there. Wow. She's actually gained over 20,000 followers after this. Boy, that's exactly. See, we're sick of this PC BS. We're just done with it. It's over.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
It's been an incredible ride as we approach the re-election of 45. And the world has really changed if you sit back and look at it in the last 3 years mostly. And it's just incredible what this audience has done. And what InfoWars has done, what we've done together, how we've changed the world, how we've changed politics, how we've buried the PC culture. But that's our role, and it's to have no fear, It's to not be intimidated and bullied by the censors and the people out there that will try to drown our voices out, lie about us, what have you. But what we've done here at InfoWars is not possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Cannot thank you enough. Please take advantage of the 1776 worldwide specials at InfoWarsStore.com today so that we can be on air tomorrow and bring you the stories that they won't bring you in the mainstream media, like Kathy Zhu being stripped of her beauty pageant title because she supports Trump. Bring you the stories about how patriots are standing against bullying and intimidation to show their support for Donald Trump, like my next guest, who I believe is the founder of the Lexit movement, Jesse Holguin. So, Jesse Holguin, you were in the White House during the social media summit. It was quite an experience for you. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me on, man. Love InfoWars.
So, Jesse, I don't know the full story here, but I really started to look into you and the Lexit movement when Tom Arnold, the tweet went viral, decided to make fun of you. It, because in a picture that Joy Villa shared, you're in a wheelchair. Like I said, I don't know the full story of why you're in a wheelchair, but you're in the picture, you're in a wheelchair. And so Tom Arnold says, Joy Villa making fun of the crippled white guy, which is not even accurate, A. And B, he's the one making fun of you. Obviously, he deleted that tweet. He was totally embarrassed. But I mean, it's incredible. You'd think, hey, we're adults here. And then a liberal comes on the internet and wants to point out the fact you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it's so sickening to me. But then even that's the first time in my life, bro, that I've ever been mistaken for a white. You know what I mean? I've been mistaken for maybe an Arab or something like that before, but never a white. But I, even like I said, when I in fact, like, who cares? Like, why does it have to be race? Why does he have to even bring up? It's funny because he showed that he was a race because it's on a black woman's post with two black women and a Mexican, and then he's talking about white, whatever. Like, why does it have to be say that on a black woman's post?
And obviously he was embarrassed not only to be making fun of, I guess you are a crippled person. Again, I don't know what your story is, but, and then you're not even white. I mean, it's just like they've become so unhinged, they don't even realize how they're not even living in reality.
Yeah, it just shows how hateful they are, hateful and disrespectful. We go through it all the time. Like, I'm sure you guys too as well. You see the hate from the left, and it just shows like they righteously hate us. That's what I was talking about on our Lexus show yesterday, is where the difference between us and them. Like, see, if somebody's a Democrat or they support Obama or any of that, I don't hate them. I could care less if they're a Democrat, but I don't care less. But see, they're not like that. They righteously hate us and have animosity towards us. So it just shows with the abundance of the heart, it comes out. And like he was just looking at the picture, just adding just hate. It just came out and saying his disrespectful things to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm disabled or whatever. Like, just to me, it just shows the hateful left, how they are.
Well, that's what it is. But I like the way you phrase it. It's righteous hate. Even though it's not righteous, but they're told it's racist. They're told that, oh, I'm hating a Nazi, I'm hating a racist, I'm hating a bigot, I'm hating a xenophobe, I'm hating a this or that, which is not true, but that is how they justify it. That's why they have this self-righteous approach to it. It's totally fraudulent. But let's get to know you a little bit. What made you want to start the Lexit movement, and what is the Lexit movement?
The Lexit movement, we're the Latino exit of the Democrat Party. We started in November, and we're already up to like 155,000. I've already been to the White House twice. Like you said, I was just there last week for the social media summit. I even did an interview with InfoWars, but Minnie Weaver interviewed me right there. She was really cool. And my story is I was just an ex-gang member from LA County. And I was just tired of the left manipulating minorities, the Latinos. So I was like, you know what? I seen what Candace and all Lexit and all that was doing. So I got at David Bosuto, the founder of Lexit. We were running a page called Hispanic Conservative. We were already doing on that. But then when I see Candace and all of that, So I was like, you know what? We need to start one for Latinos. And so we just caught at a couple of other Latinos. And we're like, this. Everybody was like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's do this. So like I said, it's been blowing up. And we feel it's because Alexia, we put God first of all things. So we feel that God's like best in our.
Now, you say you've got over 150,000 people that are interested in this. Obviously, Candace Owens starting the Blexit, that was huge. What is this political revolution that's happening right now where groups that the Democrats claim to own their votes, like Latinos or black people in America, what is behind this political revolution where people are just coming out and saying, no, I'm leaving the Democrat Party. I'm not going to be involved in identity politics anymore?
Because, man, bro. They're nuts, eh? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a former Democrat, bro, but they're like I say, they're not even the same party as 2 years ago, bro. They're just totally whacked out. And most minorities, blacks and Latinos, we are God-fearing people. We have godly values. And like me, that was one of the big reasons why I left the Democratic Party. I'm a Christian, and I'm pro-life, and they go against all my godly moral values. So as a Christian, my own personal self, there was no way that I could further support the Democrat Party. So that's why I left. And that's why a lot of us are leaving, because a lot of Latinos are Christian and Catholic, the majority, and we have godly moral values. So that's what we're doing. We're telling the Latinos and minorities, whatever, we're telling them, vote your godly values, vote your conscience. We Latinos, we align more with conservatism than with the modern day Democrat, the liberals. We're more, like I said, we're more conservative, Latinos.
Well, and the Democrats have gone so far to the left. Like you said, they're not even the party of 2 years ago. Biden, 2 or 3 years removed from the vice president under the first black president ever, he's already a racist. He's a racist already. So, I mean, so it's like, oh, wow, here's Biden, the vice president for Obama, a hero, but he's not radical enough for him.
They're totally whacked out. Like I said, burning the American flag. And look, that guy was just trying to blow up the ICE Center, and he was quoting AOC. Imagine, brother, imagine if he was quoting, somebody was quoting Trump trying to blow up a Democrat facility or something. All hell would be breaking loose on the
Facebook. Oh, well, there was the one example. I think the guy's name was Caesar Sayoc. Had some other issues going on, some mental issues and some other physical stuff going on. And he had that van with the Trump stickers. You couldn't miss that van. It was plastered all over the media. The whole thing was Trump's fault, blamed on Trump and everything. When Trump's obviously not anti-Semitic, I mean, you know, people think he's a Zionist shill. His daughter converted to Judaism, married Jared Kushner. He obviously supports Israel. The Trump Heights, or the Golan Heights, basically the Trump Heights. But it's like, oh, yeah, Trump is responsible for the attack on a Jewish synagogue. But then when their person literally writes a manifesto, quotes Cortez, and does an act of terror against a government facility, the media ignores it. But that's just the fake news media.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
To the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. And during the break, my guest, Jesse Holguin, part of the Legxit movement, was saying how grateful he was to be on Infowars. And so I just want to come on air and say, Jesse, I can't tell you how grateful I am that there's people like you out there that are brave patriots, courageous enough to speak up for yourself, speak your mind, execute your right to free speech despite the bullying and the harassment. The fact that you're getting into the White House and people are getting your message. So I'm grateful for that, man, because we're all in this together. Everybody has their role to play. And it's so refreshing and it's so uplifting for me to know that somebody like you is in the White House, somebody like you is politically active, and you're not going to be bullied. You're not going to be intimidating. You're inspiring other people. You're influencing other people. So I'm grateful for you, man. And I just hope that you're an inspiration for other Latinos out there to say, hey, you know, I've felt this way for a while, but I've been bullied out of speaking my mind, but I'm going to speak my mind now. I'm going to come out and I'm going to say that I believe America's great. I'm going to come out and I'm going to say that I have conservative values. I'm not going to be bullied. And, you know, that's kind of another part of, I think, the Blexit, and just Trump support in general, where it's just conservatives are sick of being pushed around. They're sick of the establishment Republicans not having their backs. And so they're saying, fine, if you're not going to have our back, we'll have our own back. We're going to get even louder and prouder, and we're going to take over this Republican Party.
Amen, brother. I love how you just said it right there. Yeah, that's exactly and me, because I'm an ex-gang member. I'm an ex-gang member from Allen County. I did time in prison and all that. So if I was never scared and gangbanging in all those days, I ain't going to be intimidated and scared by these liberal little punks. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let them intimidate me. I love my country. And Trump's doing a great job. And that's one of the biggest things, too, that we're fighting is like fake media. So we're trying to, because that's what's big that's affecting the Latino community, because a lot of people don't know this, is the Spanish channels, bro. The Spanish channels could be as bad as fake news CNN and MSNBC. And the Spanish channels are totally propaganda for the Democrat Party. So that's what we're trying to battle that, and we're trying to give them real news and real truth.
Yeah, and as far as I can tell, that's an interesting topic, because if you look in Britain, you look in Europe, there's really no counter to the liberal news. There's really no counter over there. You've got Sky News, which is owned by the same people that own Fox, but it's not really conservative. It's kind of more centrist, if you will. And then I think about, you know, other parts in Europe, Italy, mostly the media is not good. Germany, I mean, it's like the same thing. And you look down in Central America, South America, Mexico, it's the same thing. There's no counter to the liberal narrative in Mexico. There's no counter to the liberal narrative in most of these South American countries. Brazil has a couple that are starting up. Actually, they've got two that have made some waves thanks to social media, YouTube specifically. So how do we do that? Because they sit here all day long and they use these news networks to say Trump is racist. Trump hates you if you're brown. Trump hates you if you're an immigrant. Trump hates you if you're Mexican. He thinks you're this. Obviously all fake news. How do you defeat that then? I mean, how do you battle that and realize that that's an obstacle to getting people to realize the truth?
We do it with truth and facts. You know what I mean? We just give them, that's what, like on Lexit movement, we're constantly, like, I think more than any, like Lexit, Walk Away and all that, us 24/7 at Lexit, we're hitting the left 24/7. That's what we do. We come at the left. We come at the Democrats hard. We're putting facts, news, articles, videos, everything. We're like hitting, constantly giving facts and information for even other people. If they're getting in debates with liberals, we're shooting them good, real stuff like that. And then we just started up our own Lexit show. So we're trying to give give Latinos another alternative. Because
wait a second, this is great. I didn't know this. A Lexit show.
Yeah, we started our first episode yesterday, and it was a hit, man. It was good. So we're going to start doing it every week. Like, you had one of our other people on your show, I think it was yesterday, Paloma Trump. She's on. She's part of our Lexit crew, too. She's crazy. And that's why, like, we've been blowing up is because at Lexit, we're just everyday Latinos. You know what I mean? I'm not all politically correct and all that. We're just all just everyday Latinos, and we just feel who better to reach Latinos than other Latinos. So then we're just giving them the truth and facts, bro. That's what we're trying to do. We're telling them, like I said, we're telling them culture, godly values.
Where can people see the Lexit show?
It's on the Lexit page. Yesterday was the first show. We'll be doing it every week. And just go to the Lexit page. But then other...
Is that on Facebook? Is that a Facebook page?
Yeah, we're mostly on Facebook. But we're going to try to stream on all the networks. But it's on Facebook.
Yeah, because... No. This is actually so key. This is actually so great. I'm so glad that we're getting this out right now on the War Room. So you got a Facebook page, Lexit, where they can do this. Do you guys have a YouTube page yet? Yeah, I saw you on Twitter, too. You got a Twitter account.
Yeah. No, we're about to do a Twitter, a YouTube one. But even we're about to go next week. We're going to be at the Build the Wall, the Wall Symposium in Texas next week. Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Anna Paulina, Bendenidos, you know, I mean, DC Drano. There's going to be a bunch of us.
So this is happening in Texas, and Legsit will be there covering it. Where is this event happening?
It's going to be in Texas. I forgot which part. What part of Texas? But it's going to be
is it down on the southern border?
It's in El Paso.
El Paso. Okay, so it's down on the southern border. Okay, got you. Old Beto's hometown, pulling at 0%. Fake O'Rourke. Well, that's amazing. This is huge. You guys need to get on YouTube and start to. In fact, the challenge now is YouTube has new rules where you can't just log in and live stream. You have to have certain merit and ramifications to get to live streaming abilities. But man, that's such a powerful channel, the Legsit, because to me, that's one of the biggest. I haven't even thought about this. That's one of the biggest holes in conservative media is there isn't a Latino-based conservative video production or news organization or anything like that. There's movements, but there's no place where you can say, hey, fellow Latino, go here and get your news. Go here and find the truth. Go here and listen to what other Latinos are saying. So Legsit can fill that void.
Yeah, and then it too, we're just regular everyday Latinos too. We're not, like I said, that's why Latinos, they like us because we're crazy. You know what I mean? We hit them hard. We hit them hard. Like even O'Rourke that we're attacking, especially like on the border wall. All that, we're like, we're Latinos. We want the wall. Like so they hate us. That's why, like with that Tom Arnold situation again, that's why he was so mad, whatever, when he seen it, because he seen the facts. That's what they don't like. They don't like because we blow their narrative away. Seeing us and then facts, that blows the left-wing narrative away because they try to make it say that Republicans are only rich, whites, and that's what they try to make. So that we're trying to.
You know what? You just painted a picture for me in my head. That's what it is. These liberals are really racist, but it's not the same racism where they hate you because your skin color or something. It's like a weird racism where I really don't even know how to explain it. They think they're better than everybody else. It's not even about their skin color. They just think they're better than everybody else. And so what they do is they use this affront claiming you're racist, and then they put a bunch of black or brown people in front of you saying, see, I'm a Democrat. You see? But it's like, and so that's what Tom Arnold projects, is he's like, oh, I'm going to attack the white person in front of these black ladies. And then you're like, oh, I'm Latino. And then he's like, oh, crap. Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to talk to a white person and say, see, I'm going to put these black people in front of me and I'm going to diss the white man. And it's like, no, that's not a white guy. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's because that's all they do is they just play race politics. That's it. Everything with the left is about race. They're trying to get blacks and Latinos to hate white people. To me, that's just sickening how they're trying to do that. That's them. What's causing all the hate is the fake media and then like Maxine Waters and all of them. They're like being righteously all hateful. But it's like you said, they feel like if they own us or whatever. And they try to make Latinos only single issue voters. Don't make us only focus on the immigration and all that. But that's what Alex, we tell them like, nah, focus on the economy. Focus on your godly values. You know what I'm saying? Pro-life. Every Second Amendment. You know what I mean? We tell
Doubt that the Democrats are in big trouble coming up here in the 2020 election because of people like yourself, people like Diamond and Silk, and other brave patriots out there that aren't going to stand for the liberal bullying. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Jesse, and keep in touch as Legsit is developing your channel because I'd love to help promote that and build that because that's a great idea. Jesse Holguin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, so yesterday at the... maybe a couple times I mentioned it, but I mentioned the ASAP Rocky story, how he's over in Sweden and there's a bit of a fight. Really, I just look at it as like he's just standing up for himself That'd be like if a liberal comes up to me in a Trump protest and starts bullying or pushing or hitting me, and then I hit back, and then I get arrested. Kind of how I view the situation. But regardless, ASAP Rocky in a cage in Sweden, those racists. But it was funny because normally the left would be supporting ASAP Rocky, you know, being against the putting him in jail or what have you. But because he refused to do the liberal politics in his music and in his art, they basically threw him under the bus and they said, good, I'm glad you're locked up over there. But Trump tweeted this out about an hour ago. Just spoke to Kanye West about his friend ASAP Rocky's incarnation. See, isn't that funny, too? It's like, it's hard to explain, but basically, if you don't hear people in media and Hollywood ripping Trump, then I think you know what that means, folks. Like, yeah, they're conservatives. They just don't want to tell you, or not even conservative per se. They just don't buy the liberal BS. Donald Trump tweets this out. I will be calling the very talented Prime Minister of Sweden to see what we can do about helping ASAP Rocky. So many people would like to see this quickly resolved. And so the crew here, the producer Savannah Hernandez, told me, how come he's tweeting about ASAP Rocky and not Julian Assange? Well, the Assange situation is a lot bigger than this, and there are political people involved. Now, while I'd like to see Trump come out in verbal support of Assange, I realize that he can't do that because he has to get Assange extradited to the United States in order to question him. Now, whoever is calling the shots over there obviously doesn't want Assange extradited to the U.S. Why? Because then Trump will talk to him, and the potential that Assange will work with Trump to tell him the truth about WikiLeaks and Seth Rich, that has the establishment knocking their knees. That has the Democrat Party crapping their britches. And so that's why Trump can't come out in support of Assange publicly, because he has to bait the globalist into thinking he's going to arrest Assange and lock him up for espionage and crimes against the United States. But really, they're just afraid that if Assange gets here, he'll make a deal with Trump, and Trump will know the truth about Seth Rich and the DNC hack, or lack thereof. But I'd actually like to see, can we pull up this tweet and see if there's any crazy leftist responses to this? Like, oh, screw ASAP Rocky. He doesn't like Black Lives Matter. It's like such a cult mentality to say, hey, you either agree with me on everything or screw you. Like, okay, dude, what is the name of your cult again? Black Lives Matter. ASAP Rocky's a black rapper who doesn't want to be part of Black Lives Matter. Screw him. Screw him. So it looks like it's just your normal stuff. Not really the leftists going after ASAP Rocky. But yeah, oh my gosh, I forgot. Wow, Trump is so racist. He got those young black American basketball players out of a Chinese jail where they'd probably still be locked up. Trump made sure that they got back onto U.S. soil after they shoplifted on a basketball trip. And then Trump is now going to probably have ASAP Rocky out of a Swedish prison by the end of next week, maybe by home by this weekend. But man, that Trump calls his friend Kanye West to help out Kanye's friend and an American rapper, ASAP Rocky. I mean, Trump is the worst kind of racist because he's not even good at it. be joined by a guest from Ireland, Gemma O'Doherty, who is going to be talking about some election interference by Zuckerberg over there. We're working on getting connected with her right now. While we're working on that, though, let me remind you about the 1776 worldwide specials happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Where we've got t-shirts and hats and supplements and everything on sale, up to 75% off some of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So the t-shirts, for example, the t-shirt I'm wearing now, let's go ahead and pull the t-shirt I'm wearing right now up. This is the original George Washington Patriot t-shirt. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Very, very soft and comfortable fabric. Very, very comfortable form-fitting t-shirt. It's 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so, sorry, folks, we just are working on some things behind the scenes right now, getting our guests connected, and I'm kind of just going in and out talking to my crew. All right, let me do this. We had a caller call in earlier and ask Alex what his favorite product is or what he would recommend. And Alex got into some of the most powerful ones, and ultimately he said, you just need to try everything and, you know, see what works best for you, which I agree with. But I think that Survival Shield X2, the Nason Iodine, is just, it's so powerful. It's so game-changing. You basically do a Nason Iodine cleanse, and in 3 to 6 months, just you'll notice such a difference in your life. It's just incredible. And that's why you see all those five-star reviews. That's why you see a 98% positive review. That's why you see a 98% would recommend to a friend. Thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. The power of your pineal gland released when you fight that fluoride with the good halogen, Nascent Iodine. Now, this is what people ask me. They say, well, what's the difference between Survival Shield X2 and Survival Shield X3, the new one? And I always say, well, the X3 is a lot less potent, and it's more for daily use because it's not as powerful. So you take the X3, you know, you can take that and take that daily regularly, and it's going to be perfectly fine. The Survival Shield X2, you can take it regularly for some point of time. This is just me. For me, this is how I did it, and I thought it worked great. I took it daily for when I did what I call the Nason Iodine cleanse. I took it daily for about 2 to 3 weeks. Then I switched to every other day. Then I switched to 3 times a week, and that was over the course of about 3 to 6 months. I don't remember all the exact details, but it was every day for, I think, 3 weeks or so, every other day for about 3 weeks or so, 3 times a week for about 3 weeks or so, and then 2 times a week for about 3 weeks ago. Then you're about, you know, 4 to 6 months in, and you really start to notice the difference, where now I can pretty much just take the Survival Shield X2 about once a week, or if I drink some tap water, I'll take it. But that, to me, is the one you go with if you really want to see the power of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and it'll last you, too. But that's the difference. The Survival Shield X3 is just, it's not as powerful. So it's for daily use, guaranteed every day. Don't even think twice. The Nason Iodine is so strong, I don't think doing that every day for a long extended period of time is necessary, because it's just so potent. And you can taste, you literally can taste the power of Survival Shield X, Nason Iodine, Survival Shield X2. But yes, the bodies is incredible. The knockout sleep aid's incredible. If you're into supplementation, you're not going to find a better supplement line than the InfoWars Life supplements. All right. What is our status right now, guys? All right. All right, so we're having problems connecting with our guest. So I just got to do this live on air, folks. We don't have teleprompter or anything. Let's go to... Oh, okay. Let's go to clip four here. Because I reported on this yesterday, but I want to hear from this guy. It's been so contentious in Congress, the House chaplain has decided to pray to cast out spirits of darkness from Congress.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for giving us another day. This has been a difficult and contentious week in which darker spirits seem to have been at play in the people's house. In your most holy name, I now cast out all spirits of darkness from this chamber, spirits not from you. I cast out the spirit of discouragement, which deadens the hope of those who are of goodwill. I cast out the spirit of petty divisiveness, which clouds the sense and the desire to be of fruitful productivity in addressing the issues more appropriately before this House. I cast out any sadness brought on by the frustration of dealing with matters detrimental to the honorable work each member has been called to engage in. Pour out, O Lord, your sacred oil, as you did upon Aaron of old. Anoint your servants here in the house with a healing balm to comfort and renew the souls of all in this assembly. May your spirit of wisdom and patience descend upon all, so that any spirit of darkness might have no place in our midst. Rather, let your spirit of comity, of brother and sisterhood, and love of our nation and of all colleagues in this chamber empower our better angels to be at play in the common work to be done for the benefit of all your people. May all that is done within the people's house be for your greater honor and glory. Amen.
Now, I'm listening to that prayer, and I'm thinking about the specifics of the issues he's addressing. What's causing the divisiveness in Congress? Well, quite frankly, it's lies. It's lies saying that Trump is a racist. It's lies saying that Border Patrol is Nazis. It's lies saying that ICE facilities are concentration camps. That's what's dividing the Congress. Lies. And those lies are coming from one side of the aisle. What is causing the pettiness? Well, there's an anti-American sentiment. There's an anti-tradition sentiment. There's an anti-family sentiment. There's an anti-man and woman sentiment. There's an anti-American history sentiment. Well, where is all that coming from? Again, one side of the aisle, the left, the Democrats. How about all the violence? How about all the violence that has been not even national news, but thousands of attacks on Trump supporters, multiple Republican headquarters attacked, an ICE facility firebombed. They directly quote Cortez, the commie. So again, that's the Democrats. And so I sit here as the chaplain prays out all the demons. I think you just got to pray out the Democrats. That solved the issues.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room. We've connected with our guest, Gemma O'Doherty. Now, here's the story. She was protesting the new abortion laws in Ireland and immigration issues when, of course, what happened? YouTube banned her for hate speech and policy breaches because, see, you're not allowed to have an opinion that protects innocent unborn babies, and you're not allowed to have an opinion that says you want to have a border when it comes to your national sovereignty. So Gemma joins me now. Pretty amazing. Gemma, did you ever think that you'd be banned from YouTube for your free speech?
I probably suspected that that day was coming, Owen. I've been a very sort of outspoken, naughty girl, speaking about things that we're not allowed to speak to, speak about open borders, climate change hoax, vaccination safety, fluoridation.
Oh my gosh, listen, this is a true thought criminal right here.
Yeah, you're looking at her.
But I've noticed you're learning because you got a poster in your background there. You're self-censoring now, it looks like.
Well, no, that was actually Google that did that as well, believe it or not. This is a documentary that I made about our longest and youngest missing person in Ireland, a little girl who was raped and murdered back in the 70s. I made a documentary in 2016. I had no choice but to put it up on YouTube because I worked in the corporate mainstream for nearly 20 years. And when Hillary and Bill Clinton's biggest Irish donor, a man called Dennis O'Brien, took over my newspaper, I was told no more writing about corruption. So I sued him and I won three legal actions. And as a result of that, I had no choice but to start up on YouTube. My documentary, a poster for which is behind me here, had nearly 1 million views. And it led to the findings of my documentary, the investigation, the basic nuts and bolts of it, were the fact that a politician had ordered the police here not to arrest the chief suspect. So people were outraged when I released my documentary, and you know, I put an awful lot of work into it. 3 years on, it's one of the many things that I have lost now that they have banned me. But the reason, a few months ago, there was a spurious copyright claim put in on the little girl's face, and Google informed me that I was not allowed to use her picture anymore. This is our longest and youngest missing person. And they had no evidence of the person that put in the spurious complaint of this little child, her angelic face, that he owned the picture. He didn't own it, but they believed him. Now, this man is before our courts for attacking a car with a hatchet while a woman was sitting in it. He's known here as Hatchet Man. Google believed him over an award-winning journalist who has devoted her career to exposing paedophilia and corruption. So the problem is for us here in Ireland is that Google have their EMEA headquarters here, as do Facebook, Twitter, the whole lot of them. Because Ireland is the most corrupt country in Europe by a long shot, and whatever big tech tells us to do, big pharma here as well, we obey. We're submissive, heavily fluoridated. So the fact that they have their European, Middle Eastern and African headquarters here in Dublin, it's critically important because the censorship that they're carrying out all across Europe against conservative voices is being done from Silicon Valley, obviously, but Dublin.
So what are the big issues in Ireland? It doesn't really make its way to the West, news coming out of Ireland. You know, we hear about stuff that goes on in the UK and stuff, but Ireland kind of goes unnoticed. So what are the issues? What is the new abortion law you were protesting? What are the immigration issues that you're standing against?
Well, Ireland is the laboratory rat for globalism. And sadly, because, you know, we've been asleep at the wheel, not for the first time in our history. We regained our independence 100 years ago. We had been colonized, as you know, for the guts of a millennium by the British. Now we're in the final phase of giving our country away again. And because we have absolutely no independent media, because we are a tiny island with a tiny population of only about 4.75 million people, they've been able to push this through without anyone barely saying a word. We had an appalling banking crisis, obviously, 10 years ago, 2008. The Irish suffered the most as a result of that with the Greeks, and we have been left in 200 billion debt, 40,000 per capita. And, you know, we're so stupid that we welcomed these big tech companies in with open arms, and the bulk of their employees are foreign. Yes, we sadly removed the precious right of the unborn from our constitution. Like America, we have a written constitution here in Ireland that our great patriots wanted us to have. They wrote down all of our special rights to free speech, so on. And unfortunately, thanks to Google, thanks to the highly left-wing Marxist corporate press here, the people voted for abortion last year, and now we have 800 Irish babies being exterminated every single month. The Irish are just, you know, sadly, they have sort of enjoyed all of this multiculturalism. They think it's cool that people would want to come to Ireland. And soon, in the next 20 years, we will be a minority in our own country.
Well, actually, Ireland is one of the worst places for that if you look at the numbers. And it's actually an amazing thing when you realize this. But with the abortion issue, this is kind of a key factor where the people that are coming here, and I'm going to use America also for this, because the people that are coming to America, you know, they're coming with children. They're not aborting their kids. They're having their children. They're replacing the American population. Americans are aborting their babies. Black Americans, white Americans, Hispanic Americans, aborting their babies. People are coming into this country with their babies, having babies. They don't abort their babies. The same thing is happening in Ireland. It's a population replacement. And people can say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Look, I'm not even saying anyone's behind it. Whether that's true or not is not what I'm saying. This is literal population replacement.
Absolutely. I mean, and they've accidentally called it that from time to time. In the UK and the countries of Europe that had a colonial legacy, and we looked at them in Ireland, and, you know, we sort of accepted that they had a sort of a duty, I suppose, to import to allow a certain amount of immigration. But in Ireland, because we never colonized anywhere, and you know,
we got to go to break. Let's continue this on the other side, and then we're going to play a clip of Zuckerberg admitting Facebook is rigging Ireland elections.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Election meddling is the story. Google and Facebook and social media are doing it as much or more than anybody else. And so we're talking to Gemma O'Doherty right now, who was banned from YouTube for her free speech. They claim it's hate speech if you don't want to abort babies and you want to have borders. But it's even worse than that. Not only are they banning people who have conservative or nationalistic ideas on YouTube, Mark Zuckerberg here in this short clip even admits Facebook is interfering in political speech ahead of the Irish abortion vote. A Okay, sorry about that. Thought we had the clip, but we've got the story right here. That clip exists. I promise I'm not making it up, but we just don't have it right now. But anyway, so Facebook is admitting that. You got banned on YouTube. We know this is going on. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. And so I forgot where we left off, but this is the story. Okay, we have the clip now. Let's go ahead and roll this clip.
We had an issue in Ireland. In the last year, there was a referendum on abortion. And it, during that election, leading up to that referendum, a bunch of pro-life American groups advertised in this Irish, leading up to this Irish election, to try to influence public opinion there. And we went to the Irish and asked folks there, well, how do you want us to handle this? You have no laws on the books that are relevant for whether we should be allowing this kind of speech in your election. And really, this doesn't feel like the kind of thing that a private company should be making a decision on. And their response at the time was, you know, we don't currently have a law, so you need to, you know, make whatever decision you want to make. We ended up not allowing the ads.
So there you go. What does that mean, though? We never had any laws on the books. They're just saying, oh, you don't have free speech.
Oh, look, it's absolutely sickening. It's sickening. We are a proud pro-life nation, you know. And, you know, we know that Google have been manipulating the, they were manipulating the abortion referendum as well, without a doubt. This lady, Jen Janai, who came to public notoriety following the Project Veritas expose with James O'Keefe, whereby, you know, they interviewed this lady. She's Irish. You know, she said how they were going to manipulate a scenario whereby they would ensure that Trump would not be reelected in 2020. And actually, she escaped the States and came back to Ireland when that story was exposed a few weeks ago. And the day after Hillary Clinton landed over here, I got a tip off to say that she'd landed in Dublin. And they herself and Bill have been known to stay in a property in a remote part of south of Dublin, a county called Wicklow. And, you know, we've been keeping an eye on this property. It's got an underground tunnel. My fears are that the Clintons may try to make Ireland a more permanent home. I'm not sure.
Well, but, I'm actually I'm glad you brought this up because there is an interesting side story to that I want to mention. So the Clintons have this home in Ireland. I don't know if you're aware of this, but somebody is basically like buzzing drones over it, like monitoring it with drones, private drones, getting really close to this. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. That to me is very unprecedented, and I couldn't even believe it. I'm shocked that you don't have Secret Service or some sort of security there keeping these drones away from their property. I mean, we don't need to get too creative here on air, but, you know, I mean, I think we understand what we're talking about. I was stunned to find out that the people are being allowed basically to get right up there on the property, fly their drones over. To me, that means either the Clintons are like ditching secret security or they're not getting it anymore or there's something else going on. Or maybe you're right. They're trying to live there because they think their time in America is about to, you know, go sour. But
we have to look at the connections. You know, yeah, there is this property. I got a call a few months ago to say, did you hear that the Clintons had bought in County Wicklow? The property, I believe, is currently owned by a good friend of theirs, a hotelier who John Fitzpatrick is his name. He's got a hotel in New York where a lot of Irish people stay when they go on holidays there. And so I went down, had a look at this property. And one of the interesting features is that it has an underground tunnel that connects the property with sort of there's a freeway, a small freeway. You wouldn't consider it a freeway probably in the States, but it goes underground. But there had been a lot of remedial work going on at this tunnel. And we got a drone and these people are wanted for serious crimes in your country. And we don't want them over here. They get the red carpet when they come here. They take credit for the peace process in Northern Ireland. It was nothing. It wasn't anything to do with them. It was the people of Northern Ireland that created that peace. And as I say, their biggest Irish donor, Dennis O'Brien, is one of the most disrespected, I'd like to use other words, people in Ireland. He's got big connections down in Haiti. He owns a big telecoms communications company down there called Digicel. And we also know that Doug Band, who set up Teneo, which was the company that was doing all of the bidding in this pay-to-play scheme that the Clinton Foundation was involved in, Doug Band set that up with an Irish man called Declan Kelly, whose brother, Alan Kelly, was a government minister up until fairly recently here. And so the serious Irish connections. Ireland is considered, it's the 51st state. It's the Arkansas of Europe. They treat this country as if it's their little sort of a, I don't know, hideaway. They can get away with whatever the heck they like here. And we're not having it. I am not having it. I ran for.
Let me ask you one more question because we've only got 2 minutes yeah. left with you, and this abortion thing is a big issue right now, and it's your stance on abortion that got you banned from YouTube. There's new abortion laws coming to Ireland. Zuckerberg admits Facebook is interfering with political speech right before the abortion vote. He must love abortion. What happened to Irish Catholics? You know, Ireland is a very Catholic nation. Irish Catholics. I came from St. Louis. In fact, I lived in a town for my last 5 years before moving here called Dogtown, which was basically all Irish Catholics for a long time. What happened to Irish Catholics? I mean, I'm shocked that abortion is able to just get legalized so easily.
Well, look, Irish Catholicism, unfortunately, is on its knees. The hierarchy here and many of the priests barely spoke up in advance of the abortion referendum. Over the last two decades, we've had a process of the destruction of the Catholic Church through the very liberal media here. They've been telling the people of Ireland the church was responsible for all this child abuse. I have done a lot of investigation into this. We know that the monasteries of Ireland were infiltrated by Freemasons and communists. I believe George Soros also contributes to the Catholic Church. So the people have been told for the last 10 years relentlessly, Catholics bad, Catholics bad. The words Irish Catholic go hand in hand. Everything that made our country great came from Christianity. But the people are starting to realize now that actually it was Christianity and Catholicism that gave them many of the things that are great about the country.
All right, Gemma, we gotta go to a break here. So where can people find your content now that you're banned on YouTube? What do you have a Twitter account? Where can people find your work?
Yeah, I'm at GemmaOD1 on Twitter. They censor me too, but I'm still there on Facebook. And I've got a new BitChute channel that is hopefully going to be up and running soon. All of my YouTube videos have been transferred to BitChute, so people can see them there.
And then that's your website, GemmaOdoherty.com. Gemma, thank you so much for joining us today.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's Friday, and we are now more than halfway through this broadcast, and so I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, 888-201-2244 on Open Line Friday. Let's go for some first-time callers. Let's go for some first-time callers as we open up the phone lines here on the War Room, 888-201-2244. It's open line, so that means whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, it is all fair game. If you want to come in and tell me how racist space is and space exploration is, I'll tell you you're reading too much of the New York Times and the Washington Post, where yes, 3 days ago on the same day, I believe it was Tuesday, Washington Post and the New York Times, both running headlines, space exploration is racist, space exploration is sexist. And then the New York Times today, or yesterday, how the Soviets won the space race for equality because they had a woman in a space suit first. You know, what happened to this old notion where, like, you get a job based on merit? Like, am I going to tune in to the NBA and say, there aren't enough white guys on the floor? This is racist. I don't want to watch. And then the team owner or the coach says, okay. No. We'll sit down the better players and we'll put the less better players on the floor. They say, well, that's racist. No. If 10 black guys are better at basketball than 10 white guys, you're going to play the better players. Doesn't matter what color their skin is. It's like now you've got stars coming out of Europe who are some of the best players in the league. But it's like, oh my gosh, we have to have the same. Oh, if we don't have the exact percentage represented on professional sports teams of the demographics of that city, it's racist. It's like, how about we just put the best players on the floor? It goes for any sport. In fact, like you can look at Major League Baseball, probably mostly Hispanic, Latino players, probably mostly born in Central America even. Is that racist? No, they're good. So they make the team and they play on the team. So it's like the same thing. You'll have 100 people graduate from a top engineering school. 5 of them will be women. Is that because an engineering degree is sexist? No, because men go into that field more often than women. Men are better at engineering on average than women. That's how the brain works. But you don't want to be sexist now. So even though there's 95 engineers graduating that are men and 5 engineers graduating that are women, that's a little too sexist for us. So we're going to just go ahead and award an honorary engineering degree to 90 women at the university. And then what are they going to do? Go off and get a job working at a truck manufacturing plant? No, because they don't know how to engineer. So it's like, oh, well, we're going to send a mission to moon. We're going to send a mission to the moon but we've got all these astronauts, and of the 10, we're going to have 10 on this mission, and 8 of them happen to be white. So we're just going to go ahead and pull some of those astronauts off, and we're just going to replace them with someone that's not white because we don't want to be racist. Okay, so you don't go with the best astronaut, you go with the identity. And the funny thing is, that's what's happening so much in leadership. That's what's happening so much in politics. Incompetent people are winding up in positions of power that they should have never been in simply because of identity politics. But hey, I'm just glad that Russia can figure out how to not be sexist in space. What would we do without Russia? All right. Let's begin with the phone calls. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin, open line Friday. Max, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Hi, Big O. Oh, my God. There's an ambulance driving by right now. Sorry.
Big O. I like that. Big O. I used to get called Big O way back in the day.
You're a big guy.
I'm actually huge.
I have a comment on why, proof that Trump's not a xenophobe.
Well, what, the fact that he married two immigrants isn't enough?
No, you said that one. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Okay, you've got more evidence.
Yes. I think without a doubt, both Democrats and Republicans can agree that Trump loves his children so much. You know, Eric, Ivanka, and Donald Jr. And, you know, of course, you know, Barron, but
don't forget Tiffany now. Tiffany's kind of the forgotten one.
Yes. But those three, the first three, were raised by Milka, M-I-L-K-A. And she's darker than Cortez. He's not even a U.S. citizen. The babysitter that Trump chose to raise the kids while he was busy building a billionaire fortune and empire was a pretty dark-skinned person. And the kids turned out great, you know, and I think everyone would agree with that. You
but
know?
See, here's the problem, because obviously, I mean, your response as a logical thinking individual, a common sense minded person, your response to bad information is good information or evidence to the contrary. The problem with the modern day, you know, discussion or debate is that they don't care. They don't care. They want to call Trump a xenophobe. Damn the reality. And that's what is so frustrating about it, Max.
Yeah, we got to break their reality, though. Do I have time for another question?
Yeah, the only thing that might break the reality is this whole Epstein thing, you know, getting the Clintons and everybody wrapped up in it and all these top Democrats. That might break the reality. We'll see. What's your other question?
Well, it's another big O word. It's oclocracy. Have you ever heard of oclocracy?
Oclocracy?
Yes. O-C-H-L-O-C-R-A-C-Y. And it's the word, I'm surprised we didn't learn it in school growing up. But it's the word for mob rule or rule by the populace. And I think there needs to be a definition of which population is going to rule and which one's the most efficient in ruling. And so far, the score is pretty leaning in one kind of sector.
Well, this, you know, it's funny because they have, pull that back up, Greek origins, and then there's a little mention of the French in there. This is so reminiscent of the French Revolution, where if people don't know their history like AOC, they don't understand. During the French Revolution, you could just call somebody a, you know, whatever, unloyal. I forget the word now. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's on the tip of my tongue. But they would just say this word, and then they would chop your head off. It didn't matter the reality. It didn't matter who you were. You didn't have a chance to provide any factual evidence. It wouldn't matter if you did. No. I can't believe this is on the tip of my tongue. I know this. But it's the same thing. No. It was a French word. It was in French. No. There was a specific phrase. They always used it. It's literally like racist, but it wasn't racist. That's what it's like. Their battle cry now is racist. That's how they defeat you. Thanks for the call, Max. Let's squeeze in Cody in Canada. Go ahead, Cody.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Good.
I'm all right. I just wanted to a little plug at the start.
Hold on, Cody. Hold on. It sounds like you're 30 feet away from a speakerphone here.
Definitely
50 feet now.
How about now?
20 feet.
How about now?
10.
Better?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say...
Jacques Hughes! That's what's... Jacques Hughes! I knew I would get it! Jacques Hughes! I Jacques Hughes you! Jacques Hughes!
I want to get in quick that I use the Alexa Pure water filter for the last 7 years, and it's the best tasting water, and I recommend it to lots of people in Canada. And yeah, I've used other water filters. Lots of my friends and family have like the Sativia system and these other water filters you can buy at the store, but they just do not compare to the Alexa Pure. It's the best, hands down.
Jacques Hughes! I Jacques Hughes you! So, Cody, I'm sorry that we had a bad connection there. I thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com buying our water filters. And I'm sorry I had to accuse you. I'm sorry, but now we have to send you to the guillotine like the French Revolution. If j'accuse, oh, chop his head off. Racist, oh, he's bad.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Troyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, let me play a video for you that you'll never see on mainstream news and then take a phone call. Clip 14, President Trump hosted some special Olympic athletes at the White House today. It was a pretty emotional time for some people that were there. Here is a short video clip from Trump at the White House with some special athletes.
President, if I may, when your supporters last night were chanting, send her back, why didn't you stop them? Why didn't you ask them to stop saying that?
Well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really
was. Sometimes I just give the wrong
content.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It was quite a chant.
This is. No. You can play the clip.
Badly about it, but I will say this. I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to
say that? Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did, but I disagree with it.
But they were echoing what you said in your first tweet, that they need to go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that, but I disagree with it.
All right, so that was Trump in the White House. That wasn't the clip I wanted, but that's okay. He kind of realized he upset his base when he disavowed the send her back thing. It's right. The clip I wanted was just, it was a nice special moment with those athletes that were there, and everybody was jovial, having a good time. We just got our Trump clips kind of messed up today. Folks, again, we don't have teleprompters here. I'm literally in the middle of switching offices right now, so that's why I've kind of had some fumbles here on air. Apologize for that. Let me just go back out to the phone calls. Let me hand the ball off to the callers. Let's go to Matt in California, who grew up in Ireland. Go ahead, Matt.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
What's up, Owen?
That's actually a really good impersonation.
Ah, sure, it's a great impersonation now. I grew up in Ireland here. No, I really did, Owen. When I grew up in Ireland, my parents, full-blood Irish, we really looked up to America, and because it's a republic over there, and I mean, they do have a constitution, and fought for our freedom against the British, too, so we had a lot in common. But I also grew up in England, and even though I had Irish blood, I always kind of lent English because they were kind of seen as the richer and the higher class, kind of like self-loathing from being Irish, even though we fought against the greatest empire in the world and were right next door to them. When they were able to take over entire continents thousands of miles away, they weren't able to take over one tiny little island right next to them. You got to say that's something for the Irish. And it drives me mad. I talked to my nephew, and he's full-bore communist, like, he's all about the abortion. He's just hook, line, and sinker for the entire New World Order plan. And I'm just like, man, you don't realize, like, we fought all these decades, centuries against oppression from the English. We maintained our sovereignty. And then after all this time, you're just going to just piss it all away. Sorry. And, you know, just pretty soon they're going to end up tearing down all the monasteries. They're going to take down the New Grange. They're going to take down any pagan site. And they just have no idea what they're in for. It just drives me nuts.
Well, there's the same thing happening in America where you've got these just total nitwit, dingbat, low IQ, anti-American communist politicians like Cortez and Omar and Tlaib and Presley. And they just discount the American history. They discount the men and women that sacrificed to get here. They discount the bloodshed that sacrificed to get here. And they can't even comprehend. The funny thing is, Ilhan Omar can comprehend it. That's like her big beef, is that she comes from a crap hole country, and she knows it's a crap hole country. And so she wants America to know it's a crap hole country, but she just wants you to sacrifice so that it's not a crap hole country. No, people sacrifice so that we didn't live in a crap hole country here. So why don't you go back to your crap hole? So that's the frustrating thing about it, is they just discount the history. They discount the sacrifice that made this country the best on earth. Amazing.
amazing.
Little shout out to Jesse Lee Peterson there. No, what's amazing is that InfoWars exists and persists in the middle of all the censorship and attacks against us. I thank this audience. You make it possible. Your support, your prayers, your financial support, sharing the links, telling friends and family. That's the biggest one. That really is the biggest one. It's the word of mouth to get people tuned into the frequency. Because there's so many people out there, they're not even necessarily politically inclined, but they know the politics is corrupt. They know the world is corrupt. They know, they see the evil in Hollywood. They see the demonization of certain people and ideologies, and they just don't really know or understand it, or they feel alone, so they don't want to speak up. No, we're all in this together. You're not alone in those feelings. And when you find InfoWars, you realize that's not just some voice in your head. That's not just some lost part of your soul or consciousness. No, that's the real deal. And you're tuned into the right frequency. The establishment doesn't want you tuned into that frequency. The establishment wants you to just say, oh, that's just how it goes. The world is just a corrupt place. You weren't created. You're not divine. You're just pond scum anyway. There's no meaning to life. So just give up. Just accept all the sex and the violence and the gore and the sexualization of the children and the destruction of the relationship between man and woman. Just ignore all of it because there's no meaning. There's no purpose. You're just pond scum, you bigoted, sexist, racist pig. If you dare disagree. But no, most people are like, this isn't right. Drag queen story time for kids? That's messed up, bro. Saying you can't have God in the Pledge of Allegiance? Something's wrong with that. Kneeling for the flag? Banning the Betsy Ross flag from a Nike shoe? Banning people for their free speech? Something ain't right here. But they don't really know where the voices are else saying it. They think they're alone, and then they find InfoWars, and they realize, holy smokes, there is an InfoWar. There's an entire army of people fighting this evil. But it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know how much longer we have on the 1776 worldwide special. It might not last through the night. It might not last through the weekend, but it's still up right now. Some products are discounted up to 75% off with this special. $17.76 is the key. The t-shirts are on sale for $17.76. Books are on sale for $17.76. Top supplements are on sale for $17.76. The limited edition t-shirts are on sale for $17.76. And you know, we got that Betsy Ross flag t-shirt, and it's the These Colors Don't Run. And I was thinking about that as I was listening to Alex earlier on the Alex Jones Show. What does that actually mean, These Colors Don't Run? What it means is when somebody comes to you and tries to bully you and intimidate you out of your free speech, you don't run. You stand your ground. That's what it means. That's what being an American patriot means. Yeah, when the British came here and tried to run roughshod over the colonists and tax them for everything and ruin their freedom and individual liberties, they didn't run. They stood their ground. That's what it means. And that's really what was so upsetting about Trump disavowing his crowd, because that was like a moment of, okay, these colors run. No, they don't run. Don't tell me my crowd can't chant send her back. Go screw yourself. I may or may not agree with send her back. That's not the point. My crowd wants her anti-American brother Marion ass out of here. That's the point. Don't run from that statement. Stand your ground. So we still have some of those t-shirts available. That's a limited edition t-shirt. I'm not sure how many are left. Probably very few and far between. I'm not sure the sizes, but These Colors Don't Run, the Betsy Ross t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76. I cannot thank this audience enough for your support. Every day when you see that InfoWars is still on air, that's thanks to you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Phone lines are lit up, ready to go. We've got a couple open lines here. If you want to try to call in, 888-201-2244. Let's go to Scott in Michigan. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, what's up, Owen? How you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, I got censored on YouTube for sharing your guys' videos with no warning, nothing. They just took me off completely.
No, actually, I'm pretty sure they just came out with a new statement that basically says you cannot. I mean, they already came out with the one saying you cannot share InfoWars unless you disavow. Now I think they just said you can't share anything InfoWars. They don't want any InfoWars anywhere.
Yeah, this happened like a month ago, and I only have 11 subscribers.
Really? Yeah, they don't care. They don't want the cut. They don't want one person to see this broadcast.
Yeah, I just thought it was crazy, you know? And I just want to thank you guys for waking me up about 3.5 years ago. I made my life change so much. And, you know, the products, I got the water filter, the electric pure breeze. I mean, I got a cabinet full of stuff. My wife has a lot of health problems, and all that stuff's helped her a lot. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm just glad. It's almost a gift, the opportunity with Big Pharma pumping people with toxic drugs that just, you know, work in the interim. You know, we just try to source out Mother Nature's ingredients, you know, to solve muscle soreness, to have a brain support, to support your thyroid. We just look to Mother Nature. We look to what God put on the earth.
My wife has a low white blood cell. They've never been able to figure it out. Every test you can think of. And when she takes the selenium every day, when she's like she's supposed to, it goes up every time. And it's crazy. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's just weird that when she actually takes that in the body and the X2, it goes up. And it's just,
well, and the selenium, too. Like, that's the thing. Like, these products are no joke. The selenium with the mustard seed extract, if you don't need selenium and you take it, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to know if you don't need selenium and you take it, there actually can be negative side effects. Like, one thing I think is if you don't need selenium and you take too much, but I think your hair can fall out. I was looking at some of the side effects. I'm somebody that doesn't need selenium. For people that are short in selenium, it's key. It changes everything.
Yeah, it's helped her out so much. You know? That's just awesome. I love what you guys do, man. It's just awesome. First time caller. Awesome.
Well, Scott, do you agree, though, with because you said you started listening about 3 years ago when you took the red pill. Do you agree, though, that it was a notion where you always felt this way? You just didn't really understand it. You couldn't really comprehend it. There was so much noise and there was nobody out there to explain it until you found InfoWars and you realized, oh, you weren't alone and there was an explanation.
But, you know, I mean, when Obama first ran, I'd hear speeches. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy's going to change the world. And then once I started getting different viewpoints, started realizing, wait a second, this is just a scam. They don't want to help nobody. They don't want to do anything but fix their own pockets up. I mean, it's even to see it, you know? And everybody calls Republicans racist.
Well, and that's the thing. Obama's real legacy should be bringing racism back to America. That's really what he did. What else did Obama really do? What cultural or economic impact did Obama really have lasting other than bringing racism back? I mean, that's really it to me.
Nothing. He didn't do nothing. He was just a good talker. You know, he's got a silver tongue. He could say everything to sound right to people and get them to fall into his hands, but other than that, he didn't do nothing.
No, he's a scandal-free president. Remember, Biden said scandal-free president. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, Spygate. Scandal-free, Scott. Nothing to see here. Acorn, scandal-free. Don't even worry about it. His husband, wife, has a protein bar in her crotch at all times. Scandal-free president. Don't you worry about that. No, Obama's massively unpopular, and he was a total failed president other than just bringing racism back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Uh-oh. You know what that means. It's time to check in on Shrimpzilla. He's been running for half a year now. He hasn't stopped. He's in the water tank with the InfoWars water filters, pumping water in there. He has not stopped running for six... What? What is the deal? Oh, there he goes. Okay. He was just pausing for the camera. He wanted you to see how good looking he was. There's Shrimpzilla right there. Still chugging along. Our own crew is trying to keep up with Shrimpzilla. It's really embarrassing. Just sit down. Just sit down. Sit down. You can't think. You can't keep up with Shrimpzilla. Look at those leaps. Look at those hops right there. They say white shrimp can't jump. Ha! Look at Shrimpzilla. He almost jumped out of his tank. Still running. Still chugging along. The secret ingredient is the fact that we drip a little super male vitality in there, like once or twice a day. That's really the secret ingredient. Because he used to just run with his legs, and then we dripped in the super male vitality, and then all of a sudden his whiskers started running. So, not only the first shrimp to break aquatic speed records, but also the first shrimp to be able to maneuver just using his whiskers. That's the power of super male vitality. That's the power of the filtered water using the water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. So Shrimpzilla still on the run 6 months later after we dropped him in that tank. Would you sit down? If you try to keep up with Shrimpzilla, you're just going to hurt yourself. Don't try to keep up with. And I'm yet to find. I challenge CNN. I challenge MSNBC. I challenge them all. Find me anybody that can compete with Shrimpzilla. We have the strongest shrimp. We have the fastest shrimp. Biggest, most acceleration, the top leaping ability, the endurance, the strength. It's unbelievable. InfoWars has the strongest shrimp in the world, period. CNN doesn't even have a shrimp. Imagine how lame you are. You don't even have a pet shrimp that you use to sell products as part of an ad. You must be a real serious broadcast if you don't even have a shrimp you use to try to sell water filters. Something wrong with you. All right. We got callers lined up here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Open line Friday here. Final hour of the War Room. Let's go to Jason in California. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, what's up, Owen?
Not much. Just checking up on my shrimp there. He seems to be doing good.
Hey, shrimp still may run, but these colors don't, right?
That's good right there.
Hey. Anyway, man, I'm out here in California in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm a first-time caller, by the way. I see a lot of InfoWars stickers on, like, bumper stickers when I'm driving around. You guys are popular out here.
You know, it's funny. Honestly, my crew already does enough. I almost want to start tracking where we get calls from. Texas and California are by far number one and two. Now, I realize those are the biggest states, but still. I mean, Texas, you would expect. We're based in Texas, historically conservative, republic. But California, I mean, I'm amazed. We get as many calls from California as we do from Texas. But you're saying you're seeing bumper stickers and everything out there now?
Yeah, I see bumper stickers. I've had neighbors come up to my door, and I have a bumper sticker on my truck. And they're like, hey, you watch InfoWars? And I was like, yeah, do you? They're like, yeah, I'm a fan. So, yeah, you guys are popular out here in the Bay Area.
Well, that's great. I love to hear that. You know, it's sad. San Francisco is such a beautiful city. I mean, really, California, obviously, just beautiful state. I mean, you can literally, yeah, within 30 miles, you can go to the beach, you can go skiing. It's just awesome. But the Democrats have just turned it into a damn communist hellhole. I mean, California is like 5 years away from just being totally broken, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and you know, the radical left is really loud with the corporate media amplifying their voices, and it makes us feel like the minority, but we are the majority.
Well, that's the key, is not cowering and being intimidated by the leftist bullies, but to wear your colors so that way other like-minded people don't feel intimidated to do the same thing.
Yep.
Anything else, Jason?
Nah, that was it. Good talking to you.
All right, Jason. Glad that you were finally able to call in today. All right, let's go to Chad in Indiana. Go ahead, Chad.
Owen, what's going on, buddy? I just want to let you know I'm about 35 miles southeast of Chirac here in Indiana, pumping the Alexa Pure breeze and keeping the humidity out of my lungs.
Are you around, like, the Fort Wayne area?
No, around Valparaiso, Hammond, Gary.
All right, all right.
All right. I was calling in, and I wear your apparel around a lot, and I got a lot of people complimenting. They say, oh, your guy's in trouble, speaking about Alex Jones. And I say, well, Alex Jones ain't the only guy on InfoWars. There's more than just one guy. You got your David Knight. You got all the other people on there, you know. And I hear him talk about Q all the time, Q this and Q that. And I was thinking, man, wouldn't it have been a great psyop for InfoWars if they would have been behind Q the whole time and rounding up those people that were right in the middle, but mainstream media had them just on the border of believing and not believing, like you were talking about earlier. And then right at the end of it, smack them in the face with a brick with reality, because I've heard InfoWars cover every single thing that Q ever talks about for the last 10 years.
Well, aside from commenting on the whole Q phenomenon, the reality of the situation that you can just sink your teeth into and not have any debate is, yes, InfoWars has been talking about this. Really, that's kind of the funny thing, too. It's like InfoWars is almost the original Q. We're just not an anonymous source, you know, claiming to be pulling a bunch of strings with a bunch of projects that are happening behind closed doors.
Exactly.
But, yeah, we talked about these same issues. But here's the thing, that it doesn't matter. Beyond InfoWars, beyond Q, beyond anything, Jeffrey Epstein is in jail.
Yes.
This is a top sex trafficker. This was an FBI informant. This guy had temples and dungeons and caves and tunnels and everything on his secret pedophile orgy island. He had the Lolita Express. Presidents went there, top business. I mean, this is big. I mean, the stories are all out there. And, you know, I just wonder, all these people writing these stories now about what's about to come out from the Epstein unsealing of the documents.
Right, where have they been?
Are they gonna come to InfoWars and say, hey, sorry, we called you conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Hey, Alex, here's your Pulitzer Prize.
How long has it been out there?
I guarantee you. Now, see, look, all these awards are dead. The Nobel Peace Prize, the Pulitzer Prize are pretty much dead fake awards. Mike Cernovich and the lady over at the Miami Herald, I forgot her name, if you can pull it up, they deserve awards for this. Alex Jones should have 100 Pulitzer Prizes for all the news that he's broken. Social media spying on you, social media going to censor you, your TV spying on you. That's all mainstream news now. He doesn't get any awards.
Well,
all these awards are fake.
When it does come out, when it does finally come out, what Alex Jones needs to do is run for president, because the truth will be told then and everybody will be proven wrong.
Well, I highly doubt Alex has any interest in running for president. And they'd probably just shoot him dead if he even announced. They wouldn't even care. But, no, it's incredible. And, I mean, the InfoWars audience is almost like, I mean, look, we're all in this together. I mean, but I can't even imagine. If you're an InfoWars audience member who's been wearing InfoWars shirts and telling people about InfoWars and talking about Alex Jones, everybody says, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a nut. You're a tinfoil hat wearer. I mean, it's not even that we're in it for I hate to say I told you so, but it's just like we could be serving giant buffets of I hate to say I told you so all day long if we really wanted to.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Open line Friday. Callers on the line. We'll go right back. But this is an interesting story that just came across my desk. Chicago police commander who oversaw Jussie Smollett investigation reassigned after 100-mile pursuit by Indiana trooper. So, I'm honestly, this was just handed to me. I'm not sure if there's any legitimate connection between this pursuit and the reassignment. To me, that's the real story here, is all this reassignment and all of this shenanigans happening around the Jussie Smollett deal. And again, folks, this is another one of those things. InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Smollett was radicalized by Obama and Kamala Harris. He was put up to this. I don't know if the whole cast knew about it as well, but they were okay with it. They were behind it. They even talked about, or even I think did a scene like that in the show. And then Obama basically had his cohorts in the FBI or I don't even want to say Obama, but, you know, this whole corrupt establishment, the whole blackmailed deep state tried to get their people in the FBI to take it over. And so that's the real story here. That's why they're trying to cover up so much, is Smollett was radicalized by Obama and Kamala Harris put up to this, and he basically staged two fake hate crimes against himself in order to try to start a civil war and demonize Trump. It didn't work, but they've been trying to cover that up ever since. Otherwise, why else would you be working so hard to cover up a false police report that the police basically already gave you a slap on the wrist? They're covering up the fact that this was inspired by the highest of the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines, and let's go to Dre calling in from Illinois today. Go ahead, Dre.
Hello.
Hi, Dre.
Hey, yeah, I was calling because I see that y'all always talk about how, you know, the country is built on the warriors and the soldiers and everything.
Hey, Dre, I cannot hear you. Can you get off speakerphone or something? I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, my bad. You was on the Bluetooth.
That's good. I can hear you now. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hear me now? Yeah, I'm calling because I see how y'all always talking about the history of the country was built off the backs of the soldiers and brave people and everything. But it seems like y'all forgot about the slaves that built the country. And nobody really talked about that no more, you know, like, or never really talked about it. And I feel like it's making black people feel like we have no voice more, you know, because nobody talks about our history that we put, contributed to the country. And I don't know. I just feel like that's not talked about enough.
Well, okay. I would say, A, I don't want to sit here and virtue signal for black people over slavery like the left wants to do, something that I never had anything to do with. My family had never anything to do with. I'm not going to sit here and deny the fact that black slaves played an integral part in the beginning of America. They absolutely did. I don't just want to sit here and lament on slavery all day. All different races and creeds have been slaves at some point in world history. I don't think anybody's denying what African-American slaves, the impact they had on the building of America. So I'm not really sure what you're trying to get at here. Every American history class that I ever took taught about slavery. So I'm not really sure what your point is.
I mean, yeah, they talk about slavery, but they don't talk about it. Like they don't talk about it in a way to empower black people. They talk about it in a way to show us that we're basically nothing. Like, that's how I feel, and that's how a lot of people who I've talked to.
Now, I do agree with that. I do agree with that. It's kind of the same thing with it's kind of the same thing they always do. Like, oh, if you're not virtue signaling for black people, you're a racist. Well, no, I don't think black people need me. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that same thing. Where it's like, I don't need to sit here and claim that black people are the victim, because I think black people are perfectly capable to make it on their own in this country, whereas other people want to sit here and say, oh, you know, the black person can't make it in America because of X, Y, and Z. To me, that's racist.
No, I'm not saying that, because, you know, I preach that to black people, too. Like, you know, we control and we got freedom to do, you know, take, or if we feel like something is unfair, we got the freedom to change that. You know what I'm saying? I've always preached that to black people. But I'm just saying, like the whole, I just don't like hearing all the time how the country was built on the bravery of the soldiers. Because I feel like that's taking away the credit of the slaves that built this country. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like taking away.
Well, I get what you're saying. I think I get what you're saying. I would just say it's two different issues. I would say that, you know, when we look at slavery, and let's not forget, how about this? You know, a lot of the slaves fought in the Civil War. Slaves fought in the Revolutionary War. You know, black Americans and slaves have a very important part in fighting those wars, too. So they invested blood in this country, not just on the slave, you know, on plantations and stuff, but in wars, too. And they fought on both sides of it, too.
Right. So, that's true.
So I think it's more of just, to me, the reason why Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I think it's just people are separating the two issues. When we talk about the founding of America, we talk about the ideals, and we talk about the revolution, and we talk about the fact that it was this new ideology of self-government, this new ideology of independence, and I guess slavery just doesn't really enter that conversation because people separate the two, and you're saying, well, now, wait a second, you know, slavery and what black slaves did were just as much a part of that as anything else. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in a way. I was just saying, don't forget about the, because like I said, we're mentioning the history of the country. I never hear slaves being mentioned, you know, like the what brought up the country and stuff like that. I always hear about the soldiers and stuff. But you did clarify it because, you know, I did forget the slaves were part of those wars. So they could be added into the brave man that you're talking about. It was, I guess that was like me.
Let me ask you this before you go, too. There's a young man that I like. His name is Kevin Martin. And there are some other people that have talked about this, too. I think even, was it Sebastian Gorka or somebody said, basically when Trump said, you know, they can go back to the country you came from, some black people or other people are thinking, hey, you know, that's something that's been said to me and it kind of hurt me. I'm just curious, do you feel that that's a statement that black people should be offended by, go back to your home country?
Nope, not at all. But honestly speaking, for black people, I do feel like, you know, the Democrats, they do this all the time. They pull on people's emotions, you know. And what happened with our ancestors being treated the way they was treated, you know what I'm saying, taken out of their home country and everything, it's like I feel like the reason black people and Mexicans, the ones that don't agree with the whole border thing and immigration thing, I feel like they see this as a repeat of what happened all those years ago to our ancestors. You get what I'm saying? Like, they see it as...
Well, here's what angers me about that, and just to correct myself, it's Jaylen Martin. Sorry, I said Kevin Martin. Here's what upsets me about that is I just look at the world that I live in and the current politics, and I say, okay, if I'm at a Trump rally and I look to my right and there's a black man and I look to my left and there's a Latino woman and we're all standing there cheering for the same thing, feeling the same thing, believing the same thing, on the same team, and then someone says, hey, you're racist, Trump's racist, your message is racist, and I'm just like, wait a second, this individual over here agrees with me, this individual over here agrees with me, we're not even thinking about race, who's the real racist? So it's really just a dividing tactic, I think, that the left is using to pit, I mean, you could say white and black people, but everybody, really just pit everybody against each other, instead of uniting people saying, hey, no, you're Americans. We're all in this together now. We all have this free market together. We all have these freedoms together. Is life fair? No, of course, it's never going to be fair. But in America, anybody can make it with hard work and determination. And that's the American privilege. That's the American dream that we don't want to see killed.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room this week. I'm going to do a quick news blitz here and then pile drive through your phone calls. Don't know the deal with this, but Chicago Police Department downtown active shooter drill went terribly wrong. And of course, we know that so many times during an active shooter or during, for example, the Boston Marathon bombing or other such things, there always seems to be a drill going on at the same time. It's 9/11. I mean, you look into this stuff, it's like, this can't be coincidence. So I just wanted to put that out there. Again, I don't know what the deal is, but that was on my desk, so I wanted to put that out there if you're curious enough to look into it further. Alexandria Cortez says on Twitter that calling someone a communist is actually racist now, and something about white supremacy, of course. Okay. No, it's ridiculous. I mean, the idiocy of Cortez doesn't even merit a response anymore. But, jeez. Wow. Okay. talk about, here you go. Look at this from the Washington Post today. Trump's presidency may be making Latinos sick. Hold on, guys. Trump's presidency may be making some people sick, a growing number of studies suggest. Researchers have begun to identify correlations between Trump's election and worsening cardiovascular health, sleep problems, anxiety, and stress, especially among Latinos in the United States. Here's the ironic thing about this. If you even want to give any merit to a correlation between Trump's presidency and Latinos being ill, it's because of the Washington Post. It's because of the fake news lying about Trump. Oh, what's that? This is how racist your air is? From Mother Jones. You know, I couldn't imagine living life like that. Like, could you imagine living like, all right, it's Friday night and you want to go out on the town tonight and see some live music and have a Bud Light. And you go to the bar and the bartender's black and you're white and you're just like, oh my gosh, am I racist somehow? How can I, do I need to tip him more? What do I say? Or like, you know, there's like a Latino to the right and you go up to the bar and you're like, hey, can I get a shot of tequila? And then you look to the right and you're like, oh my gosh, that guy's Hispanic. Is that racist? Is that cultural appropriation? Do I have to get him one? It's just like, how do you even live like that, man? Here's an interesting one. I've always favored Jack Dorsey simply because he's from St. Louis and it's the only social media account that still allows me on there. But this gives you an idea. Jack Dorsey maxed out his donation to Tulsi Gabbard after the first debate. He also donated a small amount to Andrew Yang, but maxed out in support for Tulsi Gabbard. How about that? How about that? So the scruffy head, nose ring, Jack Dorsey likes Tulsi Gabbard. Hey, I'm okay with Tulsi Gabbard. Like I said, I think she's all right. I don't agree with everything she says. She still goes along with the insane talking points like Trump is racist and crap like that. But oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, let's go out to the phone lines here before we conclude today. Let's go to Peter in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Owen, thanks for having me on. Peter here with the Pork Shop Express coming right now from...
All right, Peter, it's been good to hear from you. Thanks for calling up here. Your phone is here, sir.
All right, let's go to... sorry, Peter, it was just a bad connection. It was a ham radio, I think. Peter, if you want to call back, we'll take your call. John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
What's going on, Owen? Did you take a clown pill this morning?
Hold on. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. All right, John, are you, honestly, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I am not.
Okay, you sound fine. I'm sorry. It's just the audio is just blowing up in my ear. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I love you, Owen. Hey, just so you know, I'm going to make a couple comments here. I was down in Austin here from Fort Worth. I was down there for a little Schlitterbahn action. Don't know if I'll be going back there, but I did see that hellhole you guys got down there over there by 6th Street and whatnot, up there close by the highway. Whoa, Alex was not joking about those tent cities and stuff, man. That is absolutely a clown world, man. It's nuts.
But, dude, and I'm going to tell you something else. Ever since they passed that legislation, in fact, I mean, let's even get just a crew shot real quick, just a show of hands. Raise your hand in the crew right now if you have also noticed that tents are popping up all over public sidewalks now. It's like, I mean, I've noticed it. Homeless people are now just posting up everywhere. Am I the only one? Okay, so the whole crew sees it now. So, yeah, it's definitely happening.
Yeah, and it's pretty retarded. But I want to give a shout-out to your T-shirts, man. I love the Space Force and the clown world. It'd be great if you guys could do, like, some kind of free deal where people just like, hey, man, you just give us the designs. You know, I don't want anything for it, but I'd love to give you some good Trigger T-shirt, you know. That's actually awesome, though,
you know, it's funny you say that. I don't know how much I can say here on air, but we're working on something exactly like what you're talking about, that idea. But
well, that's fantastic.
With Subscribestar right now, I've got a Subscribestar set up, Subscribestar.com/Owen-Schroyer, where I'm doing raffles and giveaways with T-shirts and stuff. If you subscribe to the Alex Jones Subscribe Star right now, at a certain level, we send you a free T-shirt, too. So that's just another added bonus for you.
Well, that's really cool. One more thing. It kind of goes along with the apparel here. I was wearing one of the old InfoWars black T-shirts with the InfoWars in white on the front. I was at a taqueria, and I was there with my family. A small little hole-in-the-wall thing, and this lady, an older lady, drives a nice Mercedes, gets out. You wouldn't think she'd go there, but she starts scowling at me because I got my MAGA hat on and my InfoWars shirt, and she goes, "Young man, do you even know what that shirt means?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." And I was like, "I listen every day." And she's just like, "Oh," I thought she was going to start being triggered by me. She started hugging me, and she goes, "I got to get something off my chest." And Owen, she started crying. Started crying on my shoulders. She works for, I'm not going to say it. Well, I'm going to say it. I believe it was American Airlines. She's way up there in the, as far as, I don't know, a big member of it. But she had actually witnessed some trafficking going on. She's like, "What's this about?" And one of the upper echelons up there was just like, "Yeah, we don't talk about that." And she cried on my shoulder because she's a grandma. She's like, they wanted to talk about this with people and get this off my chest. And we left hugging each other and all that. So it was really cool, man. That's how you meet those like-minded people. And one other thing, Alex said something about Evergreen today with that Jake Tapper stuff. Man, it's so weird and coincidental how the Spidey senses just kind of get you going. Because I immediately, out of nowhere, yesterday, just like, you know what, I'm going to start 4chan real quick. I don't get on that stuff unless it's like election time. And here it is. I get on there, and I saw the thread with the Evergreen. And you know what? It goes down through Jake Tapper, and it goes all the way to that Comet ping pong stuff. It's just unbelievable, Owen.
Well, it's a crazy world out there, but, you know, what we're dealing with at the southern border, what we're dealing with in politics, you know, some people feel so lost and helpless that if they find like-minded people or they hear about an InfoWars broadcast, it really just gives them hope that, you know, all is not lost. And that's why it can be, you know, a powerful thing sometimes to connect with people like that. Thanks for the call, John. Let's go last caller, Brianne in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
It's good. Thanks for calling.
I always call in, and I always have to shout out the body. But today I'm calling in because actually I'm wearing right now my InfoWars shirt. There's poison in the tap water, and I got so many compliments on it at work today. People think I'm great. It's the there's poison in the tap water.
That's an oldie.
Yes, I have that one on today, and I do get a lot of compliments on it, but I do get some people looking at me like, really, really, conspiracy theory, you know, whatever. But
you know what's funny,
true.
Too, is I've gotten into it with dentists about this, and it's the easiest thing. I say, so wait a second, are you for forced medication giving adults and children the same amount of fluoride? And they don't know what to say to that, because that's what it is. I mean, you can say fluoride's great as much as you want. Sure, fluoride's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So should we give it to everybody the same amount to kids and adults? Of course not.
No. But yeah, I just wanted to shout out the apparel. I just wanted to shout out the shirt. I also, on 4th of July, obviously rocked my InfoWars Milan Labe shirt, and I got a lot of compliments on that. I have a MAGA hat on. A lot of people were shouting out InfoWars on 4th of July. But I also just wanted to say one quick point. I'm excited for this Jeffrey Epstein stuff to come out because I'm excited for it finally be exposed. I'm so tired of the Clintons getting away with all kinds of stuff. I'm hoping that something will happen. I'm really excited to see.
And let's see how brainwashed and politicized these leftists are when this all comes out. Will they disavow their heroes? That does it for the War Room this week. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.